It has been 2 months since a 79-year-old driver plowed into a crowd of people at a farmer's market in Santa Monica, California. 10 people were killed, 79 injured. George Russell Weller has not been charged with the crime, though an investigation is pending. According to police, Weller says he might have mistaken the gas pedal for the brake. That incident seems to have shaken some elderly drivers. Since it happened, senior citizens in Southern California have been flocking to special driver's education classes for the elderly. From Los Angeles, Nova Sappho reports.
In an auditorium/cafeteria at a senior citizen center in the posh west side of L.A., 30 seniors sit in front of a video monitor.
Thousands of AARP 55 Alive Driver Safety Program classes have been held throughout the country, taught by volunteer instructors.
The seniors, some of whom are over 80 years old, are attending one such class offered by the American Association of Retired Persons, or the AARP. They're here to learn about driving with the limitations of aging. Their strongest motivation is to get a discount on their auto insurance. That's the main reason 89-year-old Joe Grotsky is here, but he admits there's yet another, more personal reason.
I've been making little jokes about my driving. As, for instance, I said, I've been driving for 75 years and I've been careful. Now it's other people's turn. Let them be careful. My kids didn't like that, and they decided I ought to take a course. So here I am.
Jackie Plone is the associate state coordinator for the classes. She says many senior drivers want to learn how to cope with reduced vision and hearing and slowing reaction times, and their interest has peaked since the July accident.
Our classes have increased. Of course, our telephone calls regarding the classes have increased also, almost doubled in some of the areas.
During this class, Plone is stepping in as an instructor, something she has to do from time to time because there are more classes being offered than there are volunteer instructors to teach them.
What we want you to do, I'm going to show you a picture. There will be numbers scattered throughout that picture. I'm testing your reaction time. When I tell you to turn your book over, the number one is up in the left-hand corner. I will give you 10 seconds to touch each number in sequence. Okay, turn your book over. Get ready, get set, go.
As Plone starts the clock, the elderly students frantically search the photo in their workbooks.
And stop.
The students needed to find at least a 6 to be considered average. Joe Grotsky missed that mark.
I didn't do well at all. I couldn't find number 2. It took me a while. So I did very badly on that, and I don't think that's a good test. I decided that my reaction time isn't that bad, and the test is that bad.
Luckily for Grotsky, they don't take away your license for bad marks in the class. Grotsky says he plans to keep driving because the rest of his family lives 10 miles away, and he would be cut off from them if he gave up his car. The AARP says many seniors need to get around for daily living, and as the national population ages, more communities will have to address this. The AARP supports efforts to provide more public transportation and new programs to retest drivers that exhibit signs of impairment. Meanwhile, Joe Grotsky says he has benefited from his refresher course.
I think I've cut back in my driving at night. And I hate to drive west in the evening when the sun's going down.
Grotsky also plans to turn off his car radio to limit distractions, but only after he hears his voice on NPR. For NPR News, I'm Nova Sappho in Los Angeles.